after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Nice production.
What is up? Took a lot of wind out of me to say that. All right. Woo. Well, first off, I'm glad to have you guys here in the show tonight. It is we're at a very awesome time. This tomorrow is 4th of July. This is a really weird ass 4th of July day for tomorrow. We decided to do this, our show tonight. We decided to go ahead and do it early because, of course, usually a lot of crazy, like we had a weekend, then we had to go to work today, and then we had to cut, and then we off tomorrow. It's so awkward. So technically, today's like another weekend day. It's really weird, but yeah. So decided to do the show a little early so we can party with so many people. Cause a lot of you are off tomorrow, so we hanging out with you early before y'all get the festivities. Today's show is entitled Red, White, and Foolishness. Red, White, and Foolishness. So for, I'm going to get into that more, Nate. What's been going on? What went on with you this weekend?
Drama.
Drama. Oh, man. Drama. What happened?
You can't help everybody. You just can't help everybody. Sometimes you got to let a person be hungry.
Oh, Lord. Wasn't that, boy? Somebody didn't piss you off, man?
So, I had this girl staying in my house with her. I've been knowing her since middle school. And yesterday, my goddaughter and my best friend, my brother was over here. And my friend my friend told my best friend that she should put my goddaughter in speech class. My goddaughter just turned three. She know how to say words or whatever. She know how to talk. to my aunt, she said she didn't mean no harm by it, but still, some things are better left unsaid. I know your mama tells you to say if you don't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. That's all I was trying to explain to her. And she's like, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I don't give a fuck. I can say what the fuck I want to say. I'm grown. So
yeah,
now
yeah, yeah. She
wants
to be helpful.
Now
she's trying to be full of drama.
You living on my couch. You ain't paying no bills in this bitch. And you want, oh, no, now you getting me fucked up. So she left. Came back 2 hours later with the police. You was talking all that shit. Then you brought the police to my motherfucking house, though. So now you really got me fucked up. Period.
Wow. Can we give her, you know what? Since I can do it on, since we do a show on Wednesday, she just, I get to go ahead and give her, like, you know what? She gets to be the cricket. The honor of not having the cricket of the week last week. She gets to be my cricket of the week for last week by default. The hell? First off, okay, I'm looking for the outside in. First off, like you said, she in your house. She's a guest. She needs to be respectful. Of your company. In your place of peace, she needs to be respectful of that. Two,
exactly.
First off, you don't. It's not even just the fact the phrase is you ain't got nothing nice to say. Don't say it at all. You don't tell anybody else. You don't go say stuff about other kids. That's an automatic go get your ass cussed out.
I told her like. I feel somebody said that about her child. You're not. And she said I would feel the same way. My point is that you should have kept this stuff serious. You said what the fuck I want to say because I didn't mean no harm by it. Wait.
She didn't mean any harm by it. And see, you just went to my next one. I was gonna say she didn't mean any harm by it, but she chose to be. But her tonality after you told her what you said, after you told her she came out and said it, she gonna say, "I say, well, you know, by that, that means you did, that means that you wanted to say what you're gonna say, but you didn't want nobody to be offended by it. You knew what you were saying was being disrespectful,
all right.
But she didn't want nobody to be offended by it.
Right.
And so since they were, you decided to flip out because of that.
I don't mean no harm by this, but you should put your baby
first. What? You know, usually before somebody say something like that, they usually getting ready to do exactly what they just like for it. Man, to be honest, when people say to be honest, they say that too often. Man, they lie way too much. Everybody lie. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody lie, but. Some people that lie way too much. You gotta say to be honest.
Like that's really.
Yeah, I don't know what be going on to these children head. How could you even think that's all right to come out and say?
Exactly.
And then two, the cops really? We brought the cops in this. Grow the fuck up, man. That's unwanted energy. Now you and you know how I already know how it goes. The cops came and they had a problem. The cops probably was like, we had a complaint, blah blah blah. And just the fact they was there, now they're gonna be keeping an eye on you and shit.
Nah, the police officer was cool or whatever. Even when she had the police, she was being disruptive and loud in my hallway. And the police told her, like, if you don't chill, I'm going to take you to jail. Because you're running your mouth. You still running your mouth while you got the police here. Because, bitch, if you had a police officer by you, bitch, you would get hit in your mouth. I ain't kidding, bitch. I was kidding with your ass, bitch.
Ooh.
I'm not, I don't
know. Nay, so
and...
so angry.
it sounds like you really feel. She had me fucked all the way up. And the police officer was like, well, she the one that gotta find somewhere to live. She the one that ain't got no face. She was sleeping on your couch.
That's just ratchet. That's just ratchet.
It's hell.
Oh Lord, we gotta pray for the children, man. These children, some of these children out here just, I don't know what to say. Just don't know what to say. But yeah, so yeah, I saw you did have a pretty dramatic weekend.
Huh.
I said, yeah, it definitely sounds like you had a dramatic weekend, for sure.
Yeah, other than that, Saturday night, I had went out with my sisters or whatever. It was my sister's birthday. I already live downtown. So we went to this place, like, that's 5 minutes away from my house because I stay downtown. It was definitely lit. Like, 8 niggas asked for my phone number. It was fun.
You got to make sure they got to be on point. We don't want to hear no... But no ratchet ones.
Cool. Like, I ain't really give my number out like that too much, but it felt good. I felt like something. It was cool. It was definitely a lot of fun. I definitely needed to get out. Then the next day, some bullshit happened. So, but I had fun Saturday night.
Well, I'm glad you at least had some kind of fun before the BS happened. Oh, Lord. Well, let's see. What did I do? Well, I just happened to take a little trip over to Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, so happy. That city makes me smile. Oh, how it makes me smile, Tamago. I got a chance. So, yeah, it was so fun, as usual. And I did some walking myself because I stayed at the Spring Hill Suites downtown off Main Street. And, yeah, some people, that, the walk I did is a lot. They're like, man, you walk that far? But it's kind of like crazy. It's kind of like a rite of passage of making that walk to Bill Street from that hotel. It's like about a... good 12 to 17 minute walk, depending on how fast you're going, what route you're taking and stuff. And so, yeah, it was crazy. I was getting like my steps in for the day just going to Bill Street. I'm like, dang. So, yeah, it was crazy. And oh my God, the food in Memphis is so awesome. Oh man, Alfred's, they see. There's one spot building on the corner of Bill Street that I have, like, they see me every time I go now. Alfred's, their food is just so good. They know it. Oh, they know their food is so good. And they because I had some catfish the night before on Friday night, and it was, like, bland. Because it was, the only spot that was open late, super late at night. So we went and ate there before I went and partied on Friday. You know, I went there about, that was about 12 something. We went there about 12 something, 1 o'clock there. And then we went to the club, which is crazy because the club, it's not after hours. The club stays open to 5, and the bar don't close to 5. So if you lit, you be like, shoot, you get there about 12 o'clock. The party just getting started. So yeah, you good to go. You gonna have a good time. You get there about if you get in about one, you good to go. So you get in about one, you still got strong 4 hours. And oh my God, Saturday was the craziest, mate, because you know that song. I bet you won't. So DJ was playing it, and I was killing it. I was like, you ready to start up? And the DJ like just stopped the music. He was like, wait, man, y'all got clear the floor, man. Y'all get y'all phones. That's about to be a movie, man. Big dude, I see you out there. You know, I'm gonna clear the floor for you. I saw how you out there moving, man. And so he cleared the entire dance floor, and he said, okay, you ready? I was like, Yeah, I'm ready, man. So he started music up, and yeah, I was getting it. Like, I be getting it, man, mate. But I, like, you got to deal with the dance floor is clear for you, you're getting it. So, yes. And I was like, I was just killing it. And so, yeah, Saturday night was really crazy. I was a superstar on Saturday. You can't tell me nothing.
Okay.
You tell me nothing. Oh, man. Then I came back to Fort Worth. And the dream was over. Oh, but I digress. So, yes, they. I had a different type of drama. My drama was having to come back.
That sounds like you had a good time.
Oh, my God. Beyond. Good. I'm having a good time. Man, having a good time is an understatement. I had a great time.
That's good.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Hey. That made no sense. Well, anyways, anywho, I'm going to go ahead and go into a music break, and then we'll be back right here on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J, and girl, May Seduction. Okay, so I'm going to spin the wheel. Spin the wheel, spin the wheel, spin the wheel, spin the wheel. And I'm getting, you know, as far as what I'm going to play for the first music break, let's see, what am I going to play for the first music break? Who am I feeling like starting off with? I'm going to get it lit, man. I'm going to start y'all 4th of July off lit. I'll put this beat king on. It's, yeah, because I can just, yeah, smile. Let the song speak for itself. We'll be back into this.
Let me see that. Over, let me see it.
Yeah.
I'm club guard, bitch, and a trick I couldn't bid.
Nah.
I can't pay for no pussy, I just want it, I don't need it. Get that bread, get that head, then your number, I delete it.
Oh, love.
Big King, bitch, I'm in a bin.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah.
head on 610.
Yeah.
From a bitch and that bitch friends in the backseat, straight tweeting about
Hold
it.
Up.
I got paper, they know it.
Yeah.
I got paper, I'ma throw it.
Hold up.
Pop that pussy, bitch, throw it. Back that ass up, I'ma tow it. I only fuck with pole killers, pussy popping, gorillas. Money on her mind, but she want more thrillers.
Yeah.
She don't need shit from no nigga. She say Big King, they the rap nigga and a trap nigga all the same. Both y'all niggas annoying, cause y'all phones ring all day. Hold up, but I know that pussy mine.
Yeah.
Throw that ass back and rewind.
Hold up.
Tattoos on her ass, she fine.
Yeah.
She got me stalking her on Vine.
Hold up.
If eating pussy was a crime, then I'd be free. Throw that ass back for club, go to Fat P-I-M-P.
Let me know.
Let me see that.
Cash or not, a stripper name is, oh shit, Cause you the type of girl drink a rapper bot. Got a white girl and she feeling me. Give me head, the whiskey. I'm in the back where the crease be. Have a ride my dick like a 10 speed. She got two kids, but she on the shit. Let me change your life, take you on trip. With the best cuss, margarita sip. Fucking black cards, you can keep the tips. On Instagram, she twerking. No lie, little mama, I'm lurking. When you gave me that pussy, I left my shit in on purpose. She on stage, so a rack out. Got them booty shorts with a back out. We can get it poppin' right here in the penthouse. I'ma beat it up till I make a bitch tap out.
Alright, we're back right here on Life of the Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J and your girl New Seduction. So Nay, so did you get a chance to check out that new Jay-Z album this weekend?
No. I don't really like Jay-Z.
Wait, hold on. First off, I actually heard the new Jay-Z album. And then you said no. I was too stopping that no, but you just said you don't rock with Jay-Z? What?
Yeah, I really don't like Jay-Z. They overrated. Suck. I don't really.
Get her again.
Ooh, you suck.
Yes. Oh my God. Nay, what is wrong? What is wrong with you, honey? What is wrong with you? I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Oh man, it was a great album, very very great album. So yes, I listened to. Let's see, over since I got it on Friday, up to now, I've listened to the album in its entirety, a good four times. Yes. I listened to it a good four times because that's one of those albums you gotta take in and really, because you every time you listen, you really pay attention to something else you didn't really pay attention to before, and you start like really listening to understand the meaning of something, and it just like I was like, man, that's crazy. I heard this stuff. I was blown the freak away. So, oh man, Nay, I'm telling you, it was a great, great album. We'll play a game called What's My Favorite Track? My favorite track. Ooh, I'm about to say Family Feud. Family Feud is my favorite track off the album. The one that sticks out most, which is very daring to say in 2017. Is what's better than one being there, two, especially when that person is the same color, the same hue as you. What's better than one being there, two, especially when that person is the same hue as you? Break that line down for a second. Basically, he just, you know, I don't know some of y'all, you know, that went past some of y'all, but first off, you know, him and Beyonce both billionaires, bam. So it's all right, great being a billionaire. But if you got two billionaires in the within the family, then that's even crazier. And he's basically trying to say, hey, black. You talk about black love, you know, from his perspective, it's about black love because you don't really get to hear about that as much. You know, people always they always want to demean. I'm saying that black women aren't good enough, or black men aren't good enough. It is just ridiculous. And it even through the struggles and whatnot, they still get together. And the fact of with the album as well, too, it lets you know just because you got money, money does not magically change these people. Stuff happens, too, just because people often think, oh, if I get some money, things are going to magically happen. So, people got, you know, they got to do like 702. I'm going to tell you, you got to get it together. I get together, man. We ain't got time for it, man. Ain't got time. So, yes. Ah, man. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right, so I decided I know what I'm going to do for the six today. And I thought this was very fitting, today being the third, tomorrow being the fourth. And so tomorrow is going to be a big day for a lot of people. A lot of things are going, cookouts and fireworks. And so everything in between is going to happen tomorrow for the festivities for Independence Day, whatever it's called. So that being said, I decided let's just do today's the sixth, which for those of y'all new to the show, the sixth is where we have a top six. We have a list of six things based on a certain topic for the week. And so this week's the six is things I don't want to see or hear on for 4th of July tomorrow, the cookouts, et cetera. Anything to do with 4th of July tomorrow. That's what the six is going to be. So, Nate, would you like me to take the honors first, or would you like to take the honors first?
I don't want to see them 4th of July red, white, and blue outfits. I really don't want to see that.
Nate, you know they're coming out. You know they're coming out. Why do y'all want to see the 4th of July outfits?
Because that shit works. I'm tired of seeing it every year. Do something different.
Here's my thing. I'm with you on that. It's just sometimes everybody wears the same exact thing. Like, for instance, if it's like some J's that came out, everybody has some 4th of July J's or whatever. I'm just making up and giving an example. Everybody, oh my God, the hair, Nate. It got the 4th of July hair. Oh, Lord. That's not a ghetto stuff that's happening. It's 4th of July hair. Just not ready for it. Okay, so give number one. That was a strong number one, Nate. You came in strong. You came in extra strong. Okay, number two. You came in strong, I'm going to come in strong. So, yeah. If you can't cook, keep your ass off the grill. I repeat, if you can't cook, keep your ass off the grill. I am so serious about this. It's always that person. Let me get on that grill. No, it's always that people always want to get on the grill that can't cook, who don't want to wash the food, none of that. They always want to, they always want to come on, try to be grill master. Sit your ass down and enjoy the food when it's ready. We don't need you to become being grill master and fuck the shit up. Just bring something. Let's bring something and be prepared. Because if you can't cook, that means you don't need to bring nothing that's pre-cooked in. You need to bring some ingredients to be cooked. Your ass don't need cooking at all. So, yeah. It's a bonus if the person that's cooking got some sandals on and they got some sandals, some crazy sandals. Oh, they finna make some good-ass barbecue. And they got some crazy sandals on. And if they not having to pre that they didn't pre at the preseason nothing the night before, they barbecue ain't gonna be about nothing off of short. It's gonna be bland ass barbecue if they didn't take them hours to prep their food. So I'm telling y'all, don't be coming out here not being correct. All right, Nate, number three.
Number three, please don't ask me to come over your house and cut up the greens. No, don't ask me to help you with no damn collard greens.
Well, how you want to cook those? Why you want to make the? You feel you single up the collard greens? Why you want to cut no collard greens?
Don't ask me to help. Do it yourself.
Why you got a problem with it? Why they can't ask you for help?
Cause who feel like doing all? I'm trying to chill, drink, and relax. I ain't trying to be in the kitchen.
You say this your off day? I ain't trying to cook today.
Okay, I'm trying to be in the chill. Okay, drink.
Okay, so that's number three. That's strong. Hey, I'm a babe. Be real with you. I'm right there with you. I don't do any type of preparation on 4th of July. I'm part of the eating party. I'm not part of the cooking party. I'm part of the eating party.
Okay, eating. That's what I want to do.
That's my job. My job is to eat. My job is to eat and tell the jokes. Okay, so, all right. Number three, actually. Number four. I don't want to, we don't want to play this game. You know, we know how the hood goes. We don't want to play a game tonight. Tonight or the rest of the week, Nate. What is the hood game that's played every year during this time of year? Do you know what the name of the game is called? I shall tell you. It is called. The game is called Gunshots or Fireworks. I want to play Gunshots or Fireworks this year, man. I don't want to play it. I don't want to be looking around going, oh, my God, is that gunshots or fireworks? Because some of y'all be doing both of them simultaneously, and that shit irks the hell out of me. I want to be having to watch the news of the next day, and y'all done kill somebody. For real, like, we don't need you acting a goddamn fool. Also, too, with that same, in the same spectrum, I'm aiming on Roman candles at people either. Because, man, I remember one year that was happening, and people was aiming Roman candles and damn near hitting cars. It's like, nigga, if this shit hit my car, it's going to be on. Like, I don't get people, man. Like, y'all aiming Roman candles at people. Y'all living the type of life I ain't about. Y'all living life dangerously.
Yeah, I hate when people do that.
Or throw firecrackers at you? Nah, man. I'm a grown ass man, so I don't do no fighting. But you throw some fucking firecrackers at me, you gotta catch these hands real quick. Like, firecrackers will bring another side out of me that I don't want at the show. Like, you start acting ignorant, start throwing some firecrackers my way. You have to catch these hands real quick. So again, I ain't trouble. To sum it all up, I ain't trying to play gunshots or fireworks this year. Y'all get together. We need to have some kind of system, some kind of buddy system that let us know what the hell the fireworks. If you want to see fireworks so damn bad, go take your ass to these city sanctioned fireworks where they got fire chiefs and everything, and they on standby, and they buy a lake and all kind of stuff. That's the only fireworks I want happening. Stuff that's sanctioned. I don't want none of this ghetto shit where I'm scared of my fucking life. I don't know what the hell y'all know how to aim the fucking fireworks. You get the hell out of here with that shit. All right, Nate, number
five. I don't want to hear no gunshots. Please,
I
really don't want to hear no damn gunshots.
That's what I'm saying. I thought I just broke down on. Probably gunshots and fireworks. That's exactly how I feel you on that one.
Yes, I don't want to hear that. Like, I don't want to hear about nobody getting killed on the 4th of July. I just want motherfuckers to have a good time.
All right,
that
so.
That shit be blowing me because you don't know you want a chick. You barely can go out. You got to lay low. Shit, you don't want no bullets to hit you. They want to shoot that shit in the air sometime, and that can still hit somebody, even if they're going in.
Crazy you said that. Now that you bring that up, and I can not have a free chance to bring this up. Nate, let me show you how ignorant people are on Facebook. This guy, this is a joke going around on the book right now. In my area. So this guy puts out a post. He said, "Everybody better bring y'all guns up there tonight at the Como block party because some shit about to go down tonight. I set that bitch off. Set that bitch off. Set that bitch off. I'm going to set that bitch off." And then that was already ignorant enough. But then this guy's comment, and everybody's been clowning all fucking day because they saw that comment. Because now all of a sudden everybody's fucking they made that part of the post and shit. This dude said, "Everybody just be repaired. That's all I got to say." He said, "Everybody just be repaired." He meant prepared, obviously. But he said repaired, like repairing a car and shit. So people been tearing this nigga up all day. So everybody, you see people's statuses like mine being very petty because I can't let petty some of that go by unannounced. So, yeah, people like me just can't let that go unannounced. I said, I'm going to Midas to get repaired for the Come On Block party. It, all kind of people just, you know, kind of talk about they get repaired, said prepared. Like, people, man, use fucking spell check, man, shit. Goodness. All right. Number six to close out this list. Ooh, I want to make this one really, really good. I'm on to let me think really good. I'm gonna reach in my little hat and I put both my choices in there and pull my hat. Okay. I'm just warning y'all right now. I need y'all not to do this. Please. Please, 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 for 4th of July tomorrow, I do not want to see my page covered with posts about telling me about the meaning of 4th of July, and you want to start acting a fool with me and act the extra woke. Nigga, 4th of July, to people like me, 4th of July, I don't really care about the damn 4th of July. I don't really care about the same way other people do it. But you know why? And if people just want to make you feel bad because you lit about 4th of July, y'all ever thought that everybody's not celebrating 4th of July for the meaning that it's supposed to be for? It's supposed, like, the freedom of this country, you know, America's celebrating America's birthday. That's great. No, that ain't why I get lit for this day. I get lit because it's a day off from work and I get paid for it. That's why I get lit. So why I got to feel bad about being lit for a paid holiday? Like, I don't need your post all day. Y'all, just the one y'all always go to. Y'all got a black dude with a red, white, and blue noose around his neck. Y'all go to that picture every year, and you keep acting like people are not. Well, right, we get it. Doesn't make me less black because I don't go by every stereotype of a person being woke is. Just not, like, everybody has their own sensibilities, and to me, it's just not that serious. It's not that serious to be. I'm doing what y'all do every year. People know y'all beat that to a pulp, man. We get it. Everybody's not celebrating 4th of July like that. Some people celebrate because they glad to be off fucking work. Get a grip, man. All these extra woke people tomorrow. All right, so that concludes the six for this week. Very strong six. So, yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening to that list. All right, we're going to go to our music break. We got this artist we'll be having on the show soon. This is Victory of the group Catastrophe, and he just dropped a powerful visual out there for this track. Yeah, blow your freaking mind. Y'all, if you go to my page, Seti J Dusk, on Facebook, you can actually see the video I'm talking about. And it'll blow your freaking mind. Like, the concept is just crazy. All right, so here we go, y'all. This is Anybody by Victory or Catastrophe. We'll be back after this.
I'm not just anybody. I'm not just anybody. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. Don't treat me like you do everybody. No, this ain't about a check. I demand the respect before I put you in check. If you can't respect that, then it's on to the next. On to the next, yeah, I'm on to the next. I ain't gotta flex, nah, I ain't gotta flex. When we have a conversation, don't be jerking your neck. Don't be rolling your eyes, I'm a man, I got pride. For the sake of what we got, push yours to the side. Say you gon' ride and you want me for life. I'd rather have a best friend than a nagging ass wife. Enough with the strife, enough with the grief. You can't say don't cheat, but provide no relief. Wanna take a stand when you need to take a seat. When it's your turn to listen, you don't even need to speak. Everybody wanna talk, but nobody wanna listen. Can't get my point across if you don't really pay attention.
I'm not just anybody. I'm not just anybody. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody.
When they want me, as good as we look, say la vie. Baby girl, you the yang to me, yin. With the building empire, I'm the king, you the queen. It's like Guns and Roses, friends and foes. Me and you together like Spur and Moses. The people love me, see I pack my shoulders. Haters get back, it's a fact, we chosen. I'm really God's people, see I black my noses. 2 years ago, people didn't even know us. Was a diamond in the rough, now my touch is golden. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, no sir. I'ma post up on whoever approach us. Drop step, slam dunk, he's on the poster. Getting to the money like a boss supposed to. The fame coming to me, baby, just like
I'm
I told
not
you.
Just anybody. You do everybody.
Don't treat it like you do everybody.
Cause I'm not just anybody.
All right, we're back. That was Anybody, Body by boy Victory of Catastrophe. And we're back with Life That Does Live, your boy Seti J's and your girl Nate Seduction. Special time today. Early, so yeah, man, a lot of people to all listen to the show for the first time, live. A lot of people usually, some people, depending on their time zones, usually kind of winding down, damn near sleeping around this time. So we glad to be, bringing the show to you at a special time and allow you to be able to relax and listen live before you get ready for a crazy holiday tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Glad to have you guys. Oh, my God, Nate. So we got about 15 more minutes of the show. 15 more minutes. I want to spend this last 15 minutes. We'll do public service announcements first, and then we get to some. I hate sometimes we do public service announcements, and the show freaking is like, we like rush at the end, so I'm going to get them done now. So, Nate, you got any public service announcements we need to know about coming up for the near future, next week, this week, whatever? Hello, Nate.
My phone was
up. Oh, okay. I was saying, we're going to do the public service announcements now, and then I'll get to the next topic to that. So, do you have anything you want to share with us with public service announcements today?
Well, Friday, I'll be going to Atlanta, because on Sunday... On Sunday, I will be doing the casting hall for Models and Dancers of Atlanta. That will be on VH1. I'll be going to the casting call. So that's what I will be doing this weekend.
So will you be modeling or will you be dancing?
Huh?
Will you be modeling or will you be dancing?
I'm modeling.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good, because you can't dance if your life depended on it.
Boy, please.
Oh, Lord. Okay, you got anything else on the list for, coming up?
That's it for this week.
anything for the next month or two?
Miami.
Okay,
I will
Miami.
Be going to Miami.
Oh, where will you be there? We're trying
concert.
To help people stalk you.
I don't need people stalking me, so.
Oh, definitely
don't
even stalk you.
No.
Oh, Nate. It's a fun one, a little harmless stalking. You say you're going to be doing a swimsuit contest as well while you're there?
I'll be going at it
again. Oh, okay, okay. Cool, cool. I bet. I said, there we go. Public service announcements for myself. Okay, one big announcement. So we've done some social media branding updating. I basically did some change round robin and stuff. So let everyone know as far as a branding update. Very important that I give you these branding updates so that you're not out in the cold wondering, man, when did you make that change? So I got you. That's what I'm here for. Alright, so from here on out, just like our Twitter pages and our Facebook fan pages already, they already had their own pages, but we decided to make sure that they all had their own Instagram too. So to let you know the branding updates, Laser Focus on Photos already had all of this stuff together. So it already had its own stuff. So Laser Focus Photos, if you search on Facebook, you can find our Facebook fan page for Laser Focus Photos. You type Laser Focus Photos as one word. On Instagram, you'll find the Instagram page. Twitter is going to be Laser Focus Photo. They wouldn't let me put the S on there. It's too many characters, so just Laser Focus Photo. Human Canvas now has its own Instagram. And that's what the Dust Spot and Human Canvas thing have new updates. So basically, we had the one page, After Dust Media, and After Dust Media, I was using that for pretty much everything for Dust Spy Radio, and Human Cameras Magazine. So we decided to split it apart and create one for Human Cameras. So now there's Human Cameras. As it does Media's page, is now the Human Cameras page. I'm on Instagram. And then we create a new one for Dust Spot. So if you type in Dust Spot on Instagram, you'll find our new page for Dust Spot. After Dust Media is the fan page for Dust Spot. And Dust Spot is also the name for Twitter. Human Cameras Magazine, there's Human Cameras Mag for Facebook. Human Cameras Mag for Instagram. Human Cameras Mag for Twitter. So, yeah. And then, of course, my own page is Setty J Dusk all the way through. You'll be able to find me that way, too. I'm giving out social media before I give any more public service announcements. Go ahead and remind anybody what your social media is.
My social media is NAYY _ seduction on Instagram. If you don't know how to spell seduction, you can see me on for social media. And it's the same thing on Snapchat, NAYY _ seduction. And you can put Nay Seduction on Facebook and my pages. That's how you can find me.
Okay. Well, people, also, other public service announcement. The new issue of Human Cameras Mag, issue 38, will be dropping on the 11th, so 7-11, that'll be next Tuesday. So be ready to get the issue. Appreciate everyone that's been supporting so far. I'll keep bringing you some heat. So, yeah, new issue of Human Cameras Magazine drops next week. Make sure y'all get ready to cop it. Next Tuesday, that's Tuesday, July 11th. Also, remember, you can always go check out all the submissions for that by going to acmag.dustspot.com, and you can catch everything going on with that. So, there's no excuse. No excuse. Another social service announcement. Just you guys know, I'm telling you guys ahead of time. For August 14th, 15th, and 16th, there will be any shows because I'll be out of town. I'll be on a cruise at the time, and I'm on the cruise. I can't really do everything to do the show, so I will be out of pocket then. Just let you know ahead of time, so y'all be looking crazy like, why ain't no show going on? That's what's going down. Other than that, I don't have any other big announcements for the moment. So that leaves me with my final topic. Final topic, man. We in the second half of the year, which just starts to... we actually just started a new quarter, and it's also second half of the year as well. So, that being said, quickly, Nay, after evaluating the first half of the year, first two quarters of the year, what do you think you could do better to make the rest of this year go even? No, even not saying that this year was horrible or anything yet, but you know, it's always room for improvement for anything. What's some things you are looking forward to make the rest of the year even better than it started?
Well, I would say going to this casting call on Sunday is definitely a start. I mean, I talked to one of his producers for the show. I mean, he said he think I'm awesome. He likes my pictures or whatever, so he definitely want me to come to the casting call to Atlanta Sunday. You know, doing this promo video for Miami, and definitely, you know, being on VH1, that's definitely going to put me on a different level. So, and that's definitely a start to another chapter in my modeling career. And not only my modeling career, but being a radio personality on this show, that will open up doors because I'll be in Atlanta for 2 months, like living in Atlanta for 2 months. So I'm still going to have my apartment here, but because I'm not going to break my lease or whatever, because my place is too nice, you know, breaking. I'm not about to have no eviction on my credit. So, but I am going to be in Atlanta for 2 months. So during the taping, as I am on the show, they will hear me being a radio personality. So they will be filming all the time. Like, so it's definitely going to open up some doors and more opportunities.
Most definitely. If you ask me the question, I would say, even though I've been pretty consistent thus far, I'm going to be a little more consistent. I want to take my level of consistency up an extra notch. There's like sometimes, like for instance, like when I do these social media campaigns, I'll do them strong and then I just like, I fall off for a day and then I let myself fall off too many days and then I stopped doing something that was a pretty strong campaign. So one thing I want to say is I want to have a stronger social media campaign the second half of the year. Just being more consistent in that. So, yeah, I think that'd be a big, very, you know, I'm pretty good at social media. I still need to be more consistent. I want to start picking a more fine-tuned time to start doing, start posting stuff and whatnot. So I'll be getting better about that. Also, you know, being persistent, not just consistent, but persistent, and not taking, you know, and really going out to where I want even more than I already do, like really letting people know, like, you know, what time it is, and realizing I don't have to put up with certain stuff with people. So, yeah, that's how I'm looking at improving in the second half of my year and starting off the third quarter of the year too, as of now. So yeah. Well, see everybody, that pretty much brings us to a close of the show. Before we do that, I want to remind y'all, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That will have all the shows. Listen for be able to listen to all the shows there. Enjoy. Almost all also on TuneIn, they're on iTunes, they're on Stitcher Radio app, and of course they're on Dustspot.com. If you go to Dustspot.com/Dustspot Radio, it has everything for the shows and everything. We got to start doing more update on that page a little bit more. I'll be doing a big overhaul on that soon. So y'all stay tuned for that. And then soon we'll be having one of our shows coming back. That'll be Real Spirit Radio. Stay on the lookout for that. Sometime late this summer or this fall. So stay tuned for that. All right, y'all. That being said, we're getting rolled on out. Ronnie, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, where there's a...
Everything, just be safe, y'all. Whatever thing y'all do, be safe over this fire. Be a lot going
right,
on
y'all.
In the street.
Yeah, don't be out here acting crazy. Like, everybody else have a good time. All right, y'all. We out. Peace.